Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1. Timothy's Dream About Jesus. The letter started with this dream. Spring, 2004. Timothy's Dream About Jesus. I was standing in the middle of a small street in the downtown area of a town that looked European. I wasn't sure where I was. It was getting dark. There was no one around but one person standing near to me, about 15 feet away. This person didn't speak, nor did I know who it was. I then noticed a large board standing up with only a few bricks holding it up at its base. I knew behind it was a moving truck, but I couldn't see it. Then it hit me. Jesus is in the back of that truck. I ran over calling, "Jesus, don't leave!" When I reached the big wooden board, I noticed I had a brick in my hand with an arrow on it. I placed the brick at the base of the board. Then the truck pulled away. I was going to run after it, but there was a barricade in the street blocking me, so I yelled, "Jesus, come back!" Then the truck stopped and began backing up. I noticed the back of the moving van's door was made of glass. Behind it sat Jesus in a nice chair. Several others were in the back of the truck, seemingly sitting higher than Jesus, similar to stadium seating, but in the dark. I couldn't see them very well. When the truck stopped, it was still about 20 yards away. The door opened, and Jesus jumped out. He was dressed as a modern man and clean-shaven. He beckoned to me and said,
"Come to me, Timothy."
I went around the barricade and ran to him. When I reached him, I both fell down and fell at his feet to worship him. He touched my head, then lifted me up and said,
"Join me in the truck. I have much to tell you."
I sat on the floor of the back of the truck, and he sat back in the nice chair. I stared intently at him and listened with all my might, but no matter how hard I tried, I could not hear him, even though I saw his mouth moving. After he finished speaking, we got out. We were then standing in the street again. I ran over to him and put my arms around him and squeezed him as hard as I could, never wanting to let go. He hugged me also, and while pushing me back gently said,
"Timothy, you must stay here for a little longer. I will return."
He got back into the truck, and it drove away. After the dream, I woke up to give my son a bottle. During this short time, I prayed that the Lord might tell me my dream's meaning. When I fell back to sleep, I had exactly the same dream again, but this time a voice said,
"Listen while I give you your dream's interpretation."
Interpretation on the following page.